Welcome back to the Finsiders. Greg Likens alongside John Congemi as we continue to recap last night's first day of the draft. And to do a little bit more of that, we bring in Andy Cohen from Dolphins.com. Andy, you wrote today in your AC and the AM column on Dolphins.com, which everybody should read if you haven't already, that this was a smart, logical choice for Dennis Hickey. And you had also written the day before that there were four different options that could play out, and this was one of them. What do you think of the pick of Juwan James at number 19?
Well, you know, it's certainly too early to say anything definitive at this point, but there are several things about James that really stands out to me. Foremost, that he started 49 games in the Southeastern Conference, every one at right tackle, which means he was starting from his first game, his first year, never missed a start, was healthy, was consistent, was reliable. The Dolphins were looking for a right tackle. They could have tried to get a left tackle and moved him over to the right side. They could have drafted a guard slash tackle, but they got a pure right tackle who has had 4 years of success in the Southeastern Conference. And it's hard to second guess that at this point. It was certainly a need. You know, there are those who come out and say, oh, the mock drafts I saw had him going later in the first round, in the second round. To me, there's only one question that matters. Can he play? And if he can play a year from now, 2 years from now, nobody's going to question, care, or talk about where exactly he was drafted, whether it was the first round, whether it was later in the first round. Dennis Hickey had a conviction. He liked this kid. He met him at SEC Day. He met him at the Combine. He met him here. He got to look in his eyes, got to talk to him, got a feel. They hired Dennis Hickey for a reason, and that's to make calls like this. And we have to give Dennis Hickey the benefit of the doubt and realize that he knew a lot more about this kid than we do and see how it unfolds. But if you're just talking about need and qualifications, he certainly has the qualifications, and the Dolphins certainly have the need.
Yeah, and you know, along those same lines in terms of Dennis Hickey making that decision, you know, some people complaining this morning that, well, you know, based on the value, they should have tried to move down a little bit. But Dennis Hickey sounded like he was very convinced that this was his guy that they had targeted all along and felt comfortable taking him at 19.
Yeah, and what if they traded and got the 26th pick? And what if he was taken sometime between 20 and 25? You know, if you have a conviction on a guy and you feel like he's the right person for this team, go get him. You know, I'm not a big believer in, you know, you got to stay with the value. You can't take a guy. If a guy can play, he can play. And if you believe he can play, then you got to go after him. And that's what the Dolphins did. And now we'll sit back and wait. We'll watch training camp. We'll watch the offseason. We'll see how he evolves. It's hard for me to imagine a scenario where he's not starting at right tackle for the Dolphins on opening day.
And, Andy, I don't think the Miami Dolphins are finished yet at offensive line as
No.
we look forward to this draft in day two and in rounds two and three, because this is something that the Dolphins have to rebuild from scratch. Four positions that they have to rebuild. You go out and get a Pro Bowl left tackle in free agency in Brandon Albert. Now you feel like you've got a young guy in Juwan James that you can build this offense with and to. And I think it talks well to what Bill Lazor's going to do with this offense. If you're going out and getting guys that are that big and that athletic and that can run block and pass block the way Juwan James can, I think they're still looking for that type of athlete at the guard position future in this draft.
No doubt about it. I believe strongly they will take a guard either today or tomorrow. There's a lot of talented guards. There's never really a rush of guards in the first round. It's more tackles than guards. So the top guards in the country are still out there. And the offensive line is like a pie, and they're filling in pieces on the pie now. And I really like the bookend tackles they have now. We know about Pouncey at center, and the trick now is bringing in another quality guard, solidifying this offensive line. You know, I mentioned in my column today, you think Ryan Tannehill likes this draft choice? I think he loves this draft choice. I mean, he's the one that went down so many times last year and realizes the importance of that extra second. And if this right tackle can buy him that extra second, who knows how many more plays the Dolphin offense can put together with the group that they have.
Andy Cohen, columnist from Dolphins.com, joining us here on the Finsiders. And you're right. I mean, Mike Pouncey was vocal on Twitter last night saying he was happy about the pick. And he had told me, you know, a couple of weeks ago that, hey, I'm watching the draft closely and I want them to take an offensive lineman. So I think it was obvious from top to bottom and us, you know, kind of looking at it from the outside in that offensive tackle was the need, and they were able to address that there. You mentioned a guard potentially coming up, but you also look at the rest of today. There's two picks, number 50 and number 81 in the second and third rounds, respectively. What other positions do you think they might target today, Andy?
I'd really like to see them take a middle linebacker. You know, I have several vivid memories left over from last season. One of them on the negative side was far too many successful runs by the other offense. Far too many 5, 6, 7, 8 yard gains. Far too many 30 yard gains, and I think they really have to take a hard look at their rushing defense and maneuver the linebackers they have to put them in the position that's best for them. And I think if they bring in another tackle machine, a guy that excels against the run, you know, a smart inside linebacker with experience, I think that's exactly what this team needs at this point. And there are some excellent players still out there, and I look for Dennis Hickey to perhaps go after one of those either today or early tomorrow.
Andy, when you look back at round one, what surprised you the most? Was it the Buffalo Bills making a run at Sammy Watkins early in the draft? Was it Johnny Football staying on the board till 22? What surprised you the most about the first round?
You know, you mentioned Buffalo, and that really surprised me. My philosophy on giving up the house for a player and next year's first round pick and a fourth, to me, is the house, is you got to be one player away. That player needs to make the difference of you being an okay team and a playoff team, or a playoff team and a Super Bowl team. We saw the Atlanta Falcons do it with Julio Jones a few years ago, and that turned out to be a good trade for them. That elevated the Falcons to another level. I'm not so sure in the Buffalo Bills case that they have all the pieces together that Sammy Watkins is going to propel them. I think it was it shouted as if people were concerned about having to do it this year rather than putting the building blocks together for the future. So Sammy Watkins is a great player. Don't get me wrong. I would have loved Sammy Watkins to end up with the Dolphins. He's going to score touchdowns. He's going to make big plays. But does he complete the puzzle for the Buffalo Bills? That's the question Bills fans need to be asking themselves today, and I'm not so sure that's the case.
Well, and it's interesting because you get the vibe that the three teams beneath the Patriots in the AFC East trying to make that leap and take that step into the next level, they're all kind of looking at it as, hey, we need to make the playoffs coming up. But I think we can all agree that none of them are just one player away. And that's why I like what Dennis Hickey did as far as staying at 19, didn't move up even though Zach Martin fell. And now you have more ability with more depth here in this draft to take guys later on that can certainly help this year.
Oh, sure. And the best way to defend Tom Brady, in my mind, is to keep him on the bench. And if you have an offense that can run the ball, that can control the ball, that can get first downs, then Tom Brady's going to get frustrated sitting on the bench. And the Dolphins had far too many three and outs, second and longs, third and longs. And that's why I think this first round pick was so valuable, because I think he can have a lot to say with all those different situations.
What do you think that general manager Dennis Hickey, in his first night running the draft room, felt when he was on the clock and all of the four, I guess the top four offensive tackles were off the board? Do you think he felt confident in the conviction that he made, that he said, you know what, I've been watching this guy since the Senior Bowl, since the Combine. We had him into Davey for a personal visit. I probably think he felt confident. What do you think he felt?
You know, the one word I would use to describe Dennis Hickey is methodical, and I say that in this regard. I don't believe there was any panic. I think he had every single possible scenario in his mind covered, and I believe that he had a chart that told him, if this is the way it broke out, which it did last night, which way is it going to go? So I really believe he approached it in a methodical manner, where there wasn't panic, there wasn't people flustered in the room. He knew exactly what he wanted to do. He knew exactly which player he wanted to turn to. All the preparation was done in advance. And that's one of the things I like about him is I don't think he's going to react to the moment. I think he's going to react more to all the research and work that he put into investigating which players are best for the Dolphins.
Andy Cohen, columnist from Dolphins.com, joining us here on the Finsiders. And you can follow him on Twitter at @acohenfins. You're going to be busy over the next couple of days. If you haven't read his AC and the AM column on Dolphins.com yet, check it out as you talk about Juwan James. And you're going to have another one tomorrow and on Saturday and Sunday, as we recap the different days of the draft here and what the Dolphins do. Andy, thanks for joining us here.
Thanks,
in the
Andy.
My pleasure, guys.
All right, guys. When we come back, we've got a lot more to come here on the Finsiders. Continue to talk about the Juwan James pick last night. Plus, looking ahead to tonight with picks 50 and 81. Also, coming up on the show, Butch Jones, the Tennessee head football coach, will join us to talk about Juwan James. Juwan James will join us in studio as well, along with Dennis Hickey. So a lot more here to come here as we give you comprehensive coverage of the Dolphins' 2014 NFL Draft. Also, want to let you know the Dolphins Youth Football Camp is heading to the Cayman Islands July 22nd and 23rd. Take a trip the whole family will treasure. Learn more at dolphins.com/CaymanCamp. You're listening to the Finsiders on 940 Wins and watching us here on Dolphins.com.